John Bollinger with PremierGuitar.com. We're in Nashville, Tennessee with John Five. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you, man.
Hey, let's talk about your rig. But since your pedal board is so minimal, can we start with that?
Yeah, it's my pedal board here, it's like a child could use it, you know. It's like, it's so ridiculous. It's so there's nothing to it. I have all Boss stuff except for the Crybaby, but I have a noise suppressor, NS2, and a Super Overdrive, ST1, and a chorus. And then sometimes if I'm having some wireless issues, I'll just, you know, hit the AB box and go to a cable. But, and then I have my wah that I use only for two songs, Thunderkiss, one song, and that's it. So, because it's funny, because one time somebody said, John Five, he's all effects. And I was like, oh my God. And I freaked out and I'll never use effects again. So,
no delay? No,
no, no. No, no, nothing. Yeah. Nothing. I just like to keep it like just so simple and try to do everything with my hands.
Yeah.
Even delay, you know, I'll do if there's a delay, I'll take my finger and like hit it with the same note, you know, kind of thing. So I do that if there's a delay part, you know.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah, very cool. And so you're powering just with batteries.
Yes, I don't even use adapters because, you know, just in case the adapter goes bad or something like that, I just use batteries. It's not because of a sound thing or anything. I'm not that, you know, weird about sound. I just, you know, instead of using the adapters, I just use the batteries. So pretty easy. All of this is so simple. I'm going out the noise suppressor, then, you know, and Super Overdrive chorus, and then this is going to the AB box. It's so simple. I feel bad. I pay my tech so much money, and he must be like, geez, this is the easiest job ever. So but then, you know, he looks at this, he's like, dude, I'm gonna skate through this gig. But then I get him with the guitars, so that's when we move on to the guitars. And you know, it's great. Let's see. We'll start with the first one. I have this Lava. They're all Teles, you know, pretty much. I think I have one that's not a Tele, which is a sustainer, you know, because I didn't want to carve out the whole Tele for the sustainer. But this is pretty cool. This is a Lava guitar, and it's heavy as hell, but it's really cool because it lights up, you know. It lights up at, you know, when it's dark, you know, on the stage and stuff like that. But got the nice little Fender logo up there, and they did a hell of a job. Lift that thing, though.
Oh!
I know, it weighs a ton.
Well, what does it weigh? Have you ever...
I don't know. It's got to weigh... I don't know what that thing weighs, but...
What's it sound like?
It sounds really good. I mean, you know, it's great. It's cool to have, you know, you'd never think you'd have, Fender on to hold a Fender Tele like this, you know, but it's rad. I love it.
Could that ever be a John 5 signature?
I don't think so, because I wouldn't want to get sued for like scoliosis, you know, and things like that. But it's really cool. There's antifreeze in it. So the reason there's antifreeze in it is because when I ship it overseas and it's really cold, the liquid would freeze and it would crack and all that stuff. So with the antifreeze, it doesn't freeze. So, pretty neat. Okay, so this is my subsonic tuned down like really low, and it's like a John 5 signature subsonic, you know, that Fender did for me. And I love, you know, I love the Telecaster Customs with the binding, you know, back in the, I think they started in 59 till about 71, you know, the Sunburst, and I love those, so that's why I put the binding on. And you know, this thing's rad. I've used it pretty much on every show, and it's just a workhorse. Love it.
And all the John 5, do they come with DiMarzio pickups?
The newer ones, yes. I'm not sure, but I'm pretty sure that they do. Yeah, this one is this one's really cool. The Fender did for me. It's a mirror, so you can see your camera inside the when you're filming this. So it's really, really cool.
Blind the crowd.
Yeah, and just a great sounding guitar. This one's tuned down to C. And I use this, you know, all the time as well. It's kind of like, you know, you can check yourself too, you know, in between songs. Make sure you don't have any boogers on your face or something. The next one is a, you know, I loved Hee-Haw. That's the whole reason I play tellies, and it's the whole reason I play guitar is because of Hee-Haw. And I just, you know, I would see them all picking, you know, on Hee-Haw, and I just thought the Telecaster was the only guitar ever made, you know, because I was so little. I just said I want an electric guitar, and I just thought, oh, all electric guitars are shaped and look like this, you know. So I think that's why it's stuck in my head. But this is like a Buck Owens, but like a, with a, my kind of signature. So it's like a Buck Five. It's a red, white, and blue sparkle, and then you got the silver on the back, and the headstock also, like the John Five signature model. And it's really cool. You know, I love it. I use it all the time, and I'll use it tonight. And just, you know, and it's got the binding. It's starting to get a little weird colors on it, but, you know, I love it.
Yeah, I love the way you incorporate that kind of Les Paul type.
Yeah.
Or like on the Tele Deluxe you're up there, too.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. On the Tele Deluxe. Yeah. And I use it, you know, a lot of people ask me why I use these headstocks, and back in the 60s, Fender had a guitar called the Maverick out, and it had this big, crazy headstock. And they also had the 12-string that had this headstock, and I just thought it looked so cool and different. And that's why I used it, you know. I just wanted to, you know, I loved how it looked.
Sure.
Another guy here is this guitar Fender did for me, and it's great. I don't really have a lot of guitars with Floyds on them, but... you know, this one I do, because, you know, sometimes you need it for, like, the old White Zombie stuff, or if I'm doing, like, some crazy, you know, bar stuff, you know, whammy bar stuff. But it's incredible. You know, I love it. Looks rad, too, you know. And it's it's metal. You can feel it, you know. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, great.
Let's see. Others are...
Now, are you playing, how many guitars do you play through the night?
I play a different one every song, and then I have a backup, you know. But then I'll switch it up, you know, with the backups, because the backups will get lonely too, you know. Another John 5 signature model, old headstock. This one is in C sharp. You know, nothing really different, but just for a different tuning.
Yeah.
And they sound incredible, man, I'm telling you.
Now, does the John 5 come with a maple fingerboard as well as a rosewood?
Yeah, you can choose, actually. If you order it, you can choose. And, you know, I like the rosewood. I think it sounds awesome, and it feels awesome, and it looks great. So, but, you know, you have the choice. Then also another just John 5 model. It's tuned down a whole step. And, you know, use them all the time. This is all I use. This is like... what I sit around and play guitar with, you know, every single minute of the day. If I wasn't talking to you, I'd be playing these guitars right now. This one's really cool. This is an LED Fender Tele.
Oh, wow.
So it's pretty rad. And then you can get some of that. I don't know if that's even reading on your camera, but
it, yeah, let's see.
It lights up the whole place, you know, and...
What's a just a power, just a 9-volt battery?
No, I think it's a much larger battery than that. But this is cool because it's this plastic will lift off if any of the lights go out. Because I had another one, and this was all lacquered, and the lights would go out, and there was no way to fix the lights. So, you know, we did another one, and so this comes off just in case we want to, you know, fix those lights.
Yeah.
Are you blind?
A little, yeah.
Okay, this is a, this is really cool. Back in like 1983, Fender did these bowling ball tellies. And, you know, I have in my collection at home, I have like one from every year, and I love these tellies. And this
do
is-
you mean, do you mean one telly from every year?
From every year, starting at Broadcaster up until, you know, today. So, I love it. I love it. And these, but I cannot find a bowling ball telly. I cannot find a bowling ball telly. So Fender just reissued some, and I just have this. And Actually, I got it on Halloween, and I played it on the Jimmy Kimmel show. I didn't even check with it. I just put it on and played it live on Jimmy Kimmel, so on Halloween night.
Who were you playing with that night?
With Zombie. We did American Band, and it's just awesome. Let's see what else. Sorry. You know, it seems like to all you Rig Rundown watchers and appreciate what is going on here, I watch Rig Rundown so much after Pornorama or something like that, you know? And I love Rig Rundown. So it seems like it's boring to people, but I know a lot of people really dig this. All right, so this is another, you know, Fender Tele that I love, and it sounds great, and I'll change it up and call it the old Gray Mare. So it's like a gunmetal gray, and, you know, got the DiMarzio deactivators in it. No binding on it, and, you know, sounds rad. It's a backup, but it's an incredible backup. Now this one is where it all started. This is my main prototype Telecaster John 5 model before they even put the big headstock on there or anything. But this thing has been so beaten and played just like, but I, you know, it's like, you know, your first kid or something like that. You know, I just cannot leave it home. And
how long have you had that guitar?
I don't know. For a long time, when they first started making, like 2001. But I play it all the time. But now I have this, you know, gold Tele that I play all the time, and I just worship that guitar. This is one of those, the MC5 guitar, and, you know, just rad. You know, it looks awesome, and I put a DiMarzio in there. So, you know, this one is actually made in Mexico, but it sounds rad, and I love playing it. You know, it's really cool.
So that's the only non-Tele that you're...
It's the only non-Tele, yeah. They're pretty much are all Teles. I have a Jackson with a sustainer in it, but where is that guy? Yeah, it's back there somewhere. But, God, I don't know. And then we have, let's see, what else do we have back here? We have, they're all locked in. We have a flathead in here. Oh, here's another one with the Floyd. And I actually use this guitar quite a bit. It's, I've had it for a long time. This is one of the first ones that Fender let me, you know, let me play and stuff like that. So I've had it for a really long time, and it sounds incredible. I recorded with it all the time, everything. This one's really cool. It's like a rust, you know, Tele, but it's an incredible.
Is it a metal body or?
It's wood, but it's a paint job.
Oh, great.
Isn't that incredible with the screws and everything? Yeah. Those guys at Fender, they know what they're doing, you know?
Yeah, like a Trompe L'Oeil kind of.
Yeah, it's really, really something else. Incredible. And they did the headstock, matching headstock with it. Just genius over there. And it sounds incredible.
So, you've worked with Katie Lang,
yeah.
David Lee Roth,
yeah, yeah.
You know, Marilyn Manson. Has your guitar arsenal changed during these tours, or?
Oh yeah, it always changes. You know, I'm just I love guitars, and I love buying guitars, and you know, all that stuff. So it always changes, you know. But I carry my main ones. The main one I play all the time, which I like, will buy an airplane seat for, and like I will go nowhere without this guitar, is Backstage. And after this, we'll go Backstage, and I'll get it for you.
Right.
Yeah. And. The Marshalls over here.
Oh yeah, let's talk amps.
Every time, in the last, you know, few years, every time I go to Europe, Marshall makes me, you know, a custom color Marshall, you know? And I'm like, all right, you know, let's do this color, this, you know, so I got a red and a this really cool blue and a white and a yellow one down there. But these three are 900s. And I'm running two, you know, vintage cabs on this side and two vintage cabs on the other side. And a JVM, which the yellow one is a JVM.
So are you switching between these or running them?
I'm running, let's see, this head on this side and this head on the other side, just in case something goes down.
Sure.
And then if something goes down, these will kick in. And... if I, you know, we're in all these different places, and sometimes you're near an airport. So sometimes, you know, if that happens, I have these Mode 4s, which at the bottom here, which for some reason cuts out all this weird radio signal and all that stuff, and I'll just go into the mode 4 and then a backup JVM. So a lot of heads, you know, and I love the colors. So, and then with the wireless, I'm just running the Audio Technica, and they're great, you know, and I got the switcher for all the packs, and you know, it's great. And then this, you know, I can tell how the show is going to be with the power. I mean, we have 120, which is good, you know, it's usually like 119, but if it's like 121 or 122, I know it's going to be a great show because it just sounds rad, you know, for some reason. I don't know, maybe it's all in my head.
And you've got your own John 5 signature cable as well from DiMarzio.
Yeah, from DiMarzio, and you know, and that's what I'm using, you know, and it's not a very complicated rig. It looks cool, and there's a lot of guitars, you know, and people really like it. And I like everything to be, you know, very neat and everything like that. And, you know, you got the mirrors in there, and, you know, it really helps out.
Yeah, and everything's labeled.
Everything's labeled, and the custom straps and all that stuff. So I really take pride in the rig. Because when I saw, you know, when I would go to these concerts and we'd see these people, I was this guy looking at this stuff going, oh my God, I want a really nice rig if I ever, you know, play anywhere. And so, and I still feel that way. I just want a really nice, clean rig.
Now, if you're in standard tuning, what gauge strings do you use and what type?
I use nines, just 9 through 42. I wanted everything very basic because I don't want to, if I am going to jam with someone, you know, I never wanted to have, I need this set of strings or 9 through 42, just like if you walk into a guitar center or anywhere else and buy a pack of strings. I use, you know, Fender Heavy Picks with, you know, made by Seven Kings. I have all these really cool designs. And all these Marshalls are stock, you know, they're not modded or anything like that. So everything is stock, you know, which I like. So I could just get up and play with anything. You know, when we go overseas, I'll rent cabinets and heads, and they're like, okay, do you need anything modified? No, just stock, right off the shelf, you know, and which I like.
Yeah, it's great that any of your fans can actually duplicate they can duplicate your gear, maybe not your sound,
right.
They can duplicate your gear.
Yeah, I mean, Eddie Van Halen said, you know, I've fucking long, oh, can I swear?
Sure.
We can blurt that out, sorry kids.
No, it's fine.
But Eddie Van Halen, you know, he'll pick up an acoustic guitar and he sounds like Eddie Van Halen, you know, but if someone else does it, it won't sound like, you know, that, because it's all in your hands, you know?
So this is the guitar you wanted to talk about?
Yeah, this is my main guitar. I play all the time, every day, every minute. You know, I love it. It's I travel with it in the bus, and, you know, I always have it with me. And, you know, it's the same exact thing as my prototype John 5 model with the binding, but it's gold. But it's like a Shoreline gold, and it's faded and everything. And you could tell just the... You know, I play it all the time. And it has a kill switch. I don't use it too much, but here and there, occasionally. But I love the, you know, back in the 60s when they did those Shoreline Gold, you know, with the with that amazing color and the seafoam green and all that stuff. So, but, you know, even if I'm at the airport and they were like, oh, you have to check your guitar, I'll buy, a ticket for it and stuff like that. So I really do love it a lot.
How long have you had this guitar?
I don't know. I don't know. I really don't know. Probably maybe 5 years or something like that. Yeah, and Squire just did a exact replica of this, except for without the kill switch. And it's an incredible guitar. I mean, and it looks so much better than this because it's bright gold and it's just beautiful. So I'm really happy with it.
And does Squire come with the maple neck as well? Or?
Yeah, it comes with everything that you see right here, actually, except for it's a Squire here, and it's a lot more gold and no kill switch. And it's incredible. I love it so much, and, you know, I'm going to be playing it tonight.
Great.
Yeah.
Great. Well, thanks so much for joining us, and have a great show
tonight. Thank you, man.
Yeah.
All right.
This is John Bollinger with PremierGuitar.com.